Now, this time on a Monday morning is when we talk new music. A little bit of a sneak peek. Well, I shouldn't say a peek. It's obviously a sneak listen to what you're going to be hearing right across 2SER. Tim Higgins is the man in the hot seat while Andrew Kadori is away. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, what have you tracked down for 2SER listeners for this week?
Well, as always, we're exploring a diverse variety of music. I'm just having a bit of fun since I'm filling in for this. I'm just like, I wonder what weird stuff I can find.
It has been amazing. Last week was incredible.
Yeah, we went on a journey last week. Let's continue it.
All right.
We're going to start in the US. It's the debut album from US country singer Heather McIntyre. She's going under HC McIntyre. The album's called Lionheart. She spent the last few years singing backup for Angel Olsen.
Oh, I love Angel Olsen.
Yeah, so and you know Angel Olsen's voice.
Yeah.
To sing backup for Angel Olsen,
You've got to have a voice.
You've got to have a voice.
A voice.
But the amazing thing about this album is obviously the songs, but the story behind it makes it really special. She's a rare queer voice in the country music scene. In the States.
That would be very rare.
Very, very rare. And she grew up in like a small Bible Belt town in North Carolina. Being gay didn't, you know, go too well for her in that regard.
No, it wouldn't have gone great.
So she actually turned her back on her town and her, you know,
roots,
on religion
yeah.
and country music. She went off and fronted punk bands.
What?
And a bunch of other bands, some of them that end up being, you know, pretty big. A band called Mount Moriah, who some listeners might be familiar with. The great thing about this album is that she was talked back into making this album and making a country album by punk legend Kathleen Hanna from the likes of, you know, Bikini
yeah.
Kill, pretty much the inventor of Riot Girl.
Yeah.
And she heard her sing and said, "What's the story here?" And you got to go back and revisit your roots.
That's amazing.
And so she's done it. She's recorded her debut country solo album, Lionheart, and these songs will go straight to your soul. Her voice is filled with passion, and her lyricism is personal and honest. And there's some really beautiful imagery used in these songs. So let's take a listen.
It's a wild world. That'll make you believe in a kingdom full of mercy and faith. It's a fine line. I walk it with grace.
See, I'm trying to imagine that voice doing anything but a country album now.
That's the thing, this album, and she sounds so comfortable.
So comfortable.
Doing this. And maybe touring with Angel Olsen for the last few years has kind of been a bit of a transition
Might
back
help
towards
a little
this
bit,
sound.
But
the album by HC McIntyre, Lionheart, it is incredible.
It is incredible. That track was A Lamb, A Dove,
yeah,
if people want to have a listen to
that. Yeah, and you'll be hearing a lot of it on 2SER all week.
Wonderful. Number two, let's knock them down.
Now, Nick, I hope you don't mind, but on a Monday morning, do you mind if I dim the lights a little?
I'm comfortable with that. Let's do it.
And I'm lighting a candle now.
That is weird and probably an OH&S issue,
yes,
but let's go
but
for
let's
it.
Keep going. Oh, no. Smoke alarms. but I think this, if you're looking for an ultimate kind of late night album, this
All
next
right.
one might be for you. It's by Rye and it's called Blood. It's the second album from Canadian producer, musician and vocalist Mike Melosh. And this is, like I was saying, laid back, late night R&B at its best. And wait till you hear his falsetto. His first album, Woman, kind of saw him and his group of musicians find overnight success because they had a highly successful single called Open. I love this new album. He's kind of finding some... He sounds really comfortable.
Cool.
And so let's take a listen to this track. This is called Count to Five, and you're going to see what I mean by the perfect late night album.
This seems becoming clear, but can you feel the heat in here? The sweat of my tears.
Oh my. Oh my, indeed.
Yes.
Wow, that is lovely.
Yeah, you're gonna really love this one. The new album by Rye. And you're going to hear it all week on 2SER 107. 3.3.
Let's knock down number 3. Let's get it done.
I reckon we can keep the late night vibes going.
I'm happy with that.
And we're going to go from the second album from the instrumental group Kurungbin out of Texas.
I'm going to mangle that so many times while I'm
saying it. We can all do this together. The Kurungbin actually means airplane in Thai.
Huh.
And it was chosen due to the influence of 60s Thai funk on this next band's sound.
Wow.
So, you know, really interesting influences. But these guys are kind of blowing up. It's mainly instrumental music. You got heavy bass, hypnotic guitar hooks, and some real funky rhythms that are all kind of coated in a psychedelic haze of reverb.
I'm so on board.
Oh, wait till you hear this. It's since I heard this new album by them, I haven't been able to stop listening. I'm walking around the streets and I'm just...
This is your new obsession.
I'm addicted to this. So
right.
I hope that you love it as much as I do. Kurungbin's new album, Con Todo El Mundo. And this song is called Maria Tambien.
Let's have a listen to it. Tim Higgins, thank you very much. And we'll do this again next week.
Thank you so much, Nick.